the championship. The Trojans with 296 strokes were the champs. Maryville with 327, the runner-up. Shenandoah was third at 343. Denison, Glenwood, Red Oak, and Clarinda are the rest of the field. Atlantic had five golfers in the top 12 yesterday. Evan Schuler was medalist, shooting the low round of 68. Sam Markham posted 74 for third place. Travis Olson posted a 76 for seventh. Ben Nelson shot 78, good for ninth place. And Nick Berry's 81 placed him 12th in that meet yesterday for Atlantic. Also in Tuesday tennis action, it was Red Oak downing Audubon by a score of 9-0 in boys tennis. To baseball now, where Lance Lynn struck out 10 in six sharp innings, and rookie Matt Adams connected for his first career pinch-hit homer as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 5-1 last night. Red starter Bronson Arroyo retired the first 15 batters, and the Cardinals broke through in the sixth inning with Adams hitting a two-run homer and Alan Craig and Carlos Beltran also driving in runs. St. Louis bounced back nicely a day after the Reds roughed up the bullpen for nine runs in the ninth inning in a 13-4 rout, ruining the home opener for the Cardinals as St. Louis wins it 5-1 last night. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was San Diego beating the L.A. Dodgers 9-3, Philadelphia topping the New York Mets 8-3, Atlanta beat Miami 3-2, Chicago over Milwaukee 6-3, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 6-5, and San Francisco 9-6 winners over Colorado. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie won his career-best seventh straight decision dating the last season, and Alcides Escobar had three hits and an RBI as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 7-4 last night. The Royals, who had not scored in the first two innings in their first seven games, sent nine batters to the plate in a five-run first inning. Mike Pelfrey gave up hits to the first five batters he faced. Joe Mauer, Josh Willingham, and Eduardo Escobar, the first of his career, each hit solo homers to keep the Twins close. Guthrie improves to 7-0 in his past 13 starts dating to last August 8th. Guthrie, who has a .237 earned run average during that stretch, allowed four runs on six hits, including those three homers over 6 2/3 innings, but still got the win to go to 2-0 on the season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Detroit beat Toronto 7-3. The Yankees over Cleveland 14-1. Texas beat Tampa Bay 6-1. Oakland over the LA Angels 9-5. And Houston beat up on Seattle 16-9. One interleague game yesterday saw the Washington Nationals beat the Chicago White Sox by a final of 8-7. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs still looking for that elusive first win of the season. The I-Cubs fall to 0-6 with a 4-2 loss to Round Rock last night. Omaha at Albuquerque was rained out yesterday. Omaha will play at Albuquerque for a doubleheader tonight, while Iowa continues its series on the road at Round Rock. St. Louis Cardinals closer Jason Mott faces reconstructive elbow surgery if his condition does not improve in the next 3 weeks or so. Mott, who had a career-high 42 saves last season, has been shut down since late March because of a strained right elbow. He was not cleared to throw after an MRI exam Tuesday didn't show any sufficient improvement. General manager John Mozeliak said the team should have a good idea by early May whether the 30-year-old Mott would be able to pitch this season. That news comes a day after stand-in closer Mitchell Boggs was charged with six earned runs in one-third of an inning in the Cincinnati Reds' nine-run ninth inning. In other baseball news, New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter ran on a field for the first time in several weeks, his biggest steps yet in his comeback from injury. Manager Joe Girardi said Jeter did some sprints, took grounders, and hit indoors at the team's training complex in Tampa, Florida. Girardi has been watching videotapes of Jeter's workouts and said the perennial All-Star looked as good as at any point that I had seen him in spring training. Jeter hasn't played since March 23rd. He was placed on the disabled list on March 31st, and there's no timetable on when the 38-year-old will be activated. The Los Angeles Angels placed ace Jared Weaver on the 15-day disabled list with a fractured left elbow. The right-hander is expected to miss at least 4 weeks. Weaver left Sunday's loss against the Texas Rangers early after he jammed his non-throwing arm while he hit the ground trying to dodge a line drive. He was initially said to have suffered a strained elbow. Milwaukee Brewers manager Ron Renicki went to a Chicago hospital emergency room Tuesday because of back pain, but he rejoined the team hours later for their game at Wrigley Field. Well, the Connecticut women made it look easy in the Big Easy last night. Connecticut ruined the Louisville women's dream of trying to equal the Louisville men's team's national championship by routing the Cardinals 93-60 to win its eighth national title. The eight titles ties UConn with Tennessee for the most in NCAA basketball history. The 33-point margin was the largest in an NCAA women's championship. Freshman Brianna Stewart led UConn with 23 points and 9 rebounds. Only one school had ever won the men's and women's national basketball championships in the same year. That was Connecticut in 2004. Well, the day after Louisville won the national championship, the father of Russ Smith says the Louisville junior guard will leave school to enter the NBA draft. Russ Smith Jr. said his son will announce his decision in the next week. During Smith's stay at Louisville, he and his fellow Cardinals shared in the national championship and two Big East titles. He was an all-conference first-team selection this season. Smith averaged 18.9 points this season, including 23.3 in six NCAA tournament games. Also in college news, Indiana's Victor Oladipo is headed to the NBA, where he projected to be a top six pick. The junior first-team All-American was the Hoosiers' second leading scorer, averaging 13.6 points to go along with 6.3 rebounds per game. He's also set to graduate in just 3 years next month. Talented Kansas freshman guard Ben McLemore is headed to the NBA. That decision comes after perhaps the most successful season by a freshman in that school's history. The 6'6", second-team All-American is expected to be a lottery pick in June after breaking the Jayhawks' freshman scoring record held by Danny Manning. McLemore averaged nearly 16 points for a team that went 31-6 and won a share of its ninth straight Big 12 championship. Duke's Ryan Kelly will be out 12 weeks after having surgery on his injured right foot. The Duke-issued timeline would keep the 6'11 senior out until early July. The NBA draft is set for June 27th. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Cleveland 99-94, Miami topping Milwaukee 94-83, Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 104-83, New York outscored Washington 120-99, Memphis over Charlotte 94-75, Houston topping Phoenix 101-98, Toronto edging Chicago 101-98, Oklahoma City beat Utah 90-80, Golden State over Minnesota 105-89, and the LA Lakers beat New Orleans 104-96. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Islanders beat Philadelphia 4-1, Pittsburgh topping Carolina 5-3, Columbus blanking San Jose 4-0, Tampa Bay beat Ottawa 3-2, Washington skated past Montreal 3-2, Winnipeg beat Buffalo 4-1, Chicago edging Minnesota 1-0, St. Louis shut out Nashville 1-0, and Dallas a 5-1 winner over Los Angeles. Well, Tiger Woods will play the first two rounds of the Masters with Luke Donald and Scott Piercy. Woods has played with Donald before in majors, though never in the opening rounds at Augusta National. Piercy is making his Masters debut. They're in the morning wave Thursday. They tee off at 9:45. Central time tomorrow. Rory McIlroy and Phil Mickelson, they're at the back end of the draw for the opening round. Mickelson, going after a fourth green jacket, will tee off at 12:30 Central time with Louis Oosthuizen and Martin Keimer. McIlroy is in the group right behind him with Keegan Bradley and Freddie Jakobsen of Sweden. Guan Tianlang, the 14-year-old from China, will play with Matteo Manassero and 61-year-old Ben Crenshaw. The par 3 contest is set for today, and that's a mixed blessing, because no winner of the par 3 has ever gone on to win the Masters in the same year. And senior U.S. District Judge Anita Brody of Philadelphia has a billion-dollar problem on her hands. Brody heard high-powered arguments Tuesday on lawsuits that accuse the NFL of hiding links between concussions and brain injuries. Brody could side with the 4,200 former players and keep their lawsuits in federal court. She could rule for the NFL and send the health complaints to arbitration, or she could issue a split decision keeping some of the fraud and negligence claims in court. Those cases could be worth more than $1 billion. About one-third of the league's 12,000 former players have signed on. Some suffer from dementia, depression, and other brain disorders. The NFL insists that player safety is a top priority, but league officials say players are bound by terms of the collective bargaining agreements. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.